or something, they put a part of a shank or something like that on ham, ham hocks.
Well, talking about meat, if you wanted, what about this meat that people like to eat with breakfast? Comes in slices.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite meat.
Bacon.
I don't like steak. I don't like sausage.
Don't like steak. Well, what about if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon at one time, but
you buy a side of bacon, of course. Now, there's only one store in our community that'll handle a side of bacon.
Have you ever heard people call that the Midland?
Mm-hmm. Of course, used to, they all had smokehouses, and they'd butcher in the fall, and then they'd hang this meat up in the smokehouse and smoke it, build a fire that smothered them all. Particularly hickory. Of course, then later on they came with these prepared, chemically, I guess. Or, I guess they burned out.
So bacon's not the only kind of meat you can smoke?
No, I guess you can smoke other hams. Oh yeah, no, because I was down in Smithville, Virginia, where they have this famous smoked ham, which are expensive.
Well, talking about the bacon, say if you had a slab of bacon, what do you call that part of the bacon that you cut off before you eat it?
Because
you
call that the rinds. We pronounce it R-I-N-E.
Or what did a man who sold meat exclusively, he was called a...
In the earlier days, in the 20s, we called him a butcher.
Is there any equivalent to that nowadays?
Well, they just say you can go over to the meat department and what they call them a butcher. I guess they still refer to them as a butcher. Meat cutter.
But talking about your meat, say if it had been kept too long, how would you say the meat's done?
Well, an old expression would be it's rancid.
Or would you say it's... Would that make it spoiled?
It'd be spoiled. I don't know, but it would be spoiled if it's rancid, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. But can meat get strong without getting spoiled?
I think so. Because I've ordered some of them in restaurants that's strong.
Well, is there anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Yes. But now I can't recall that.
You ever heard of anything called souse?
Mm-hmm.
Or that possibly call something else? Head cheese?
Head cheese. I've heard that. And of course, it's been years and I don't know about it.
Or, again, on the subject of meat, have you ever heard of anything prepared by grinding up and cooking the hog liver?
No. I might have, but then I've forgotten.
Would that be something like liverwurst?
I imagine it is, but then I'm not sure.
Let me ask you this. This is pretty repulsive, but have you ever heard of anything made from hog's blood? Or what about something made from maybe some cornmeal and take it and mix it up with the juice from the head cheese, put in a little hog meat, cook it that way?
No. Well, what is souse?
Souse is kind of some pickle stuff that you make with the meat from the
head cheese. I've heard of souse.
Yeah.
Now what it is, I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be about the same as head cheese, what you mentioned.